In this bulletin, the PM announces a royal commission into the aged care sector. Gunmen dressed as musicians kill 5 people in Mexico. And tennis player Leighton Hewitt and John Peers keep Australia's Davis Cup doubles hopes alive. With the latest news, I am Joy Joshi. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a royal commission into the aged care sector following revelations of abuse of elderly people. The inquiry comes as the number of Australians moving into residential care is set to rise sharply as the nation's population ages. The decision was triggered in part by the Oakton nursing home scandal in South Australia, which was closed a year ago. Mr. Morrison has told reporters on Sunday he can no longer ignore the alarming number of aged care operators flouting the law and putting lives at risk.
We've got great people doing a great job, and they're a great team, but every great team wants to do better. Every great team wants to be able to ensure that where there are problems in their sector, in their industry, then they want them to be addressed.
Australian shares are expected to have a sluggish start to the week following reports US President Donald Trump is going ahead with plans to announce new tariffs on Chinese imports. The reports come after the White House invited China to hold new talks on their tariff dispute. US markets dipped sharply when the story broke Friday afternoon. Internationally, most interest will remain focused on the trade war between China and the US. Locally, the skirmish will also impact the Australian dollar, which looks likely to suffer as the greenback strengthens on the back of Mr. Trump's tariff threats. High-profile Sydney doctor Karen Phillips will stand as an independent in the by-election for the seat left vacant by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Dr. Phillips, a Sydney City Councillor and the former Australian Medical Association President, says she's not running to be a destabilising force, rather to run a grassroots campaign focusing on socially progressive issues like action on climate change and the release of asylum seekers on Nauru. She says she was prompted to stand because the House of Representatives has not been representing the voice of the Australian people.
Now, I think many Australians, like the people in Wentworth, have been frustrated and angry about what's happened in federal parliament by what happened to Malcolm Turnbull. They are sick of the revolving door of leadership, and what we need to see is some integrity and some stability returned to the Australian federal parliament.
The Philippines is counting the human and economic cost of Super Typhoon Mangkhut, which has ripped through its main island with deadly consequences. Officials say at least 25 people have died, but blocked roads and downed communications lines mean the true impact on rural areas is not yet clear. Extensive crop damage is feared in the agricultural province of Cagayan. The storm is now heading towards southern China. The U.S. state of North Carolina is bracing itself for widespread catastrophic inland flooding caused by tropical storm Florence. The death toll from the former hurricane has climbed to 11. With rivers rising towards record levels, thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate for fear the next few days could bring the most destructive round of flooding in North Carolina history. Governor Roy Cooper says residents need to be wary. More rain is on the way.
Know that the water is rising fast everywhere, even in places that don't typically flood. This system is unloading epic amounts of rainfall, in some places measured in feet and not inches.
In Mexico, 5 people have been killed after gunmen dressed as traditional mariachi musicians opened fire at public. Police say 3 gunmen fired at a road crossing on the edge of Plaza Garibaldi, a major tourist attraction packed with mariachi bars. After wounding 8 people at the plaza, the gunmen fled the scene on motorbikes. Plaza Garibaldi borders the notorious Tepito district, home to the violent La Union drugs gang. And now moving to sport. In tennis, Leighton Hewitt and John Peers have defeated Austria's Jürgen Melzer and Oliver Marasch, keeping Australia's hopes in the Davis Cup playoff in Graz. Team captain Hewitt, playing in his 80th match in the green and gold, 19 years after making his debut, nominated himself ahead of the struggling Jordan Thompson, who'd originally been slated to partner Peers. It was a must-win match for the visitors, and they secured it 6-2, 6-4, 3-6 and 7-5. And now, a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny at 19 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy at 15 degrees. In Melbourne, also partly cloudy at 13. In Hobart, a shower or two at 13. In Canberra, light frost but mostly sunny at 15. In Wollongong, sunny at 16 degrees. In Sydney, wind easing and sunny at 17 degrees. In Newcastle, sunny at 17. Brisbane, partly cloudy at 28 degrees. In Cairns, mostly sunny at 31 degrees. And Darwin, much the same, but at 34 degrees. I'm Joy Joshi. This is SBS News.